Hi, this is Paul Jindrasiak with Sunday Morning Town Square, and we're in the studio with Jen Schaub and Amber Stout, and we're going to chat about Art Downtown. How you guys doing today?
Great.
Good.
So Art Downtown's coming up Friday, April 13th. I've been out for the last 2 years for Art Downtown. It's got kind of the vibe of Art Prize all rolled up into one evening.
Yeah, absolutely. We are, we've been doing this for about 5 years now. Prior to being called Art Downtown, it was called Spring for the Arts, and a couple of years ago, we started collaborating with Site Lab and a few other small groups and brought it together on the Avenue for the Arts and started calling it Art Downtown. And so we really focus on the downtown core of Grand Rapids, and local artists are obviously a major focus of this event. And we also look a lot at emerging artists. So when you come down, it's sort of a local version of Art Prize.
Okay, okay. And how many venues, how many artists?
We have 30 venues this year.
Sure.
And I think that we're probably going to far exceed our estimated 300 artists. I think that each year we say, like last year we said, oh, we're going to have 250. We ended up having over 400. This year we've said, yeah, we're going to have 300. And I think easily... we're going to exceed that. I mean, the venue that Amber's in alone and the venue that she's coordinating has over 50 artists. So I think that we're going to see a pretty high participation rate from the artists in Grand Rapids.
Now, Amber, as Jen was mentioning, you're an artist. You're participating this year. Did you participate last year?
Yeah, actually, I was an artist last year. I had a space in UICA.
Okay.
And usually, I typically volunteer for these events, but this year, I'll be both an artist in it, and I'm also kind of coordinating or curating my space.
Okay, okay. And folks who come to see your exhibit, what are you presenting?
We're presenting Grand Valley work from the art department. It'll be from about four or five different emphasis areas. There'll be 2D work, 3D work, video projections, and a lot of graphic design work.
Okay.
And we're located 144 East Fulton. It's between LaGrave and Jefferson. And if you're not good at street names, it's between One Trick Pony and One Stop Coney Shop.
Okay, okay. And your artwork, what are you presenting? What's your exhibit about?
Me personally,
yes.
Or as a group?
You personally.
Oh, personally. My exhibit will be more locally centered. It's on Heritage Hill, the neighborhood.
Okay.
I've grown up here my whole life, and I've always really been in awe of the large size and exquisite detail in all the houses. And so my project will focus specifically on the homes in that neighborhood and really shine light on that neighborhood and bring awareness to it.
Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, we're very fortunate to have such a great historic district here.
Yeah, for sure. Unfortunately, I think it gets kind of overlooked, so I just want to, like, vamp it up a bit and make it fresh again.
Oh, that's awesome. Now, who are some of the venues that are involved that folks may know?
Well, one of the things that's really interesting about this event is that we have a mix of venues that are going to be really familiar to people and we have venues that you've probably never been into before unless you've come to an Art Downtown. So some of our participating venues that people are going to be familiar with will be things like the Graham and the UICA. Graham will have reduced admission with a map for the night of the event. UICA is actually going to be free because they're opening up their Urbanity show celebrating their anniversary this year. There are going to be some of the spaces like the Kendall College of Art and Design is actually going to have their gallery spaces open, and those are rarely open in the evening. So that's a great opportunity for people to come out and see a gallery that exists in downtown. But if you're a 9-to-5-er, you're probably not going to have had a lot of access to that space. And also, there are some of our standard favorites, like on South Division, we're going to have 106 South Division, which is the Calvin College Gallery space, Sanctuary Folk Art, and Heartside Gallery. But then we're going to have some exciting venues that you probably have never accessed before. So if anyone's familiar with Site Lab is going to be taking over 111 South Division, which is one of my favorite buildings on South Division. I spend a lot of time on Southeast. So
is that the Harris building?
It is the Harris building.
Okay.
And it is astounding. It's absolutely beautiful inside. And it actually is a three-story building. They're going to be using a portion, I think, of the ground floor and potentially part of the basement space. And I'm not sure if they're using any of the second floor. But they're going to be doing a new type of show in there. We'll talk about that in just a second.
Sure.
But that's going to be one of the spaces you probably haven't been in before. And also spaces like the Calvin College Senior Studios, which are over off of Granville. It's a warehouse space. They have about 32 graduate students in that building, and this is the only time of year they're open. So it's an exciting time to go out, and they're actually going to be catered by Sanchez this year. So
okay.
We're really excited about that.
Now, you were mentioning Site Lab. Paula Menta and his folks have always done a fantastic job with those. I remember 2 years ago, they took the old public museum over on Jefferson, and they did some pretty interesting stuff with that. They took the JA building last year and, you know, showcased that. What do they have planned for the inside of the Harris Building? Are you in the loop on that?
Oh, absolutely. I try and be in the loop on all of these spaces.
Perfect.
But one of the things that I'm excited about this is that they're actually taking their project in a whole new direction this year. If you've been to a show at the Old Public Museum or to Fulton, it really focuses on a combination of two things: site-specific work within the context of that space, and then also involving students and universities from around West Michigan. So they'll have five universities participating. And they're working this year to kind of change the mold a little bit. And they're putting, they're working in collaboration with Austin Bunn, who's a local Grand Valley professor and playwright. He wrote a great piece recently about sort of what the economic situation has been like in Michigan. And that got a little bit of chatter around town.
Yeah, I remember seeing that.
Yeah, and what he's going to be doing is he's actually has sort of written, it's not a traditional play because it's something that you can view in parts. So throughout the space, you'll be walking into different rooms, different things will be enacted out.
Okay.
Some of the, some of it will be with actors, some of it will be, you know, created installations by art students, some of it will be artifacts that they've created, and some is artwork that reflects that, that theme. And so I think there will be a little bit of dance in there. And I'm very excited because they're taking it in a performance. You know, they're taking it to a new place that they haven't been before. So
okay.
It'll be really cool to see.
Oh, very cool.